dropship ETA, 12 minutes. Joe's crackle came over the main comms. My hand shook, and I tried to steady them as the enemy dot drew closer. Hold your position, Linz, Commander Feld ordered. Asshole. I rolled my eyes. I may be jittery, but that didn't mean I was gonna bail. This wasn't my first mission. The hefty legs of my mech ready to pounce, I hunkered down. It wouldn't be long, and I felt safe inside here. The protective layers of the cockpit were coated thickly enough that nothing I knew could get through. I felt securely tucked away from almost all enemy fire. Earlier, I'd held a vantage point which looked out over the planet's vast rocky terrain, where dust storms whipped up into the planet's wind-battered atmosphere. It made visibility difficult, but the base we had stalked and the mech we were about to heist were on an intercept course with me. Nothing unusual about this, but my orders to wait were. I could easily take this guy out. Now they had me in their sight, and I'd be toast if the rest of my mech team didn't do their job and wipe him out first. Orange warnings flashed over my viewer. Enemy mech aligning sights, preparing to fire. Why did I have to be the bait? Oh yeah, this bad boy was the best. Souped up like no one else's. My choice, my upgrades. Waiting for them as the much smaller enemy leveled with me, I wasn't worried. On the inside, I grinned. He wouldn't be able to take out my shield or cockpit. I flicked through comms channels. Joe?
I've got him. Don't you be worrying.
Not worried. Just checking you're not throwing up last night's beer, he laughed.
Concentrate, or Feld will have your ass.
The interior of my HUD lit up before me, overlaying the barely visible landscape as the wind cranked up a notch. The full image of my mech in the right corner of my view wore a bullseye tag superimposed slap bang in the middle. The orange warnings turned to red as the skies lit up. Missile incoming. My stomach churned as my adrenaline spiked. 5. Shield strength, 100%. 4. 3. I braced myself.
Come on, Joe.
2. Fuck! The missile struck my shielding with tremendous force, shoving me backward into the mountainside. Crimson erupted all over my HUD. Shield failed.
Hold your position,
Commander Feld ordered once again. My mech was getting hotter, and sweat dripped down my back. I wanted to shove his position up his asshole. The giant legs of my mech pushed up, and I righted myself. The screaming whistle sound came first. The stats on the missile strike flaring on my HUD once again. More red. AC-191, missile, damage, times 2. Fuck, twice the damage. New weapons, how was that possible? We'd tracked everything they'd been doing. Someone had been lying. I didn't even get to blink as it struck my cockpit full on. Critical hit, cockpit strength 0%. Cockpit failed, compromised internal structure. Scorching heat washed over me, searing my inside as the cockpit protected, yet cocooned me, in a ready-made oven. I didn't panic. I couldn't. Reacting on nothing but instinct, I cast the only defense I had, absorb heat. But my skin was on fire. Literal fire. Indescribable pain exploded along every inch of my body, and my health dropped like a lead anchor. Relief flooded me as the absorb heat kicked in and the burning dissipated. This was my job. I had to do it, pain or not. Smoke filled my lungs, carrying with it the stench of burnt oils. My mech was still cooking, and I strengthened my absorb heat to cover it, taking in as much as I could. Other voices got through to my brain as the pain eased off.
We can't stop him, Casey said.
His shields are taking everything we're throwing at him, Eric added.
My friends' voices were more panicked than I'd ever heard them before.
We're screwed, Casey said.
Fuck, he's going to fire again,
Eric shouted. Sirens blared everywhere. I cast intensive healing. Tank or not, I had to do something. The healing raised my health to half, letting me breathe. Initiating stealth, I engaged my boosters and shoved myself off the mountainside. I was taking this motherfucking asshole down. Right now. This attack would be his last or mine.